Iranian nation to just bow down before the Iranian nation. The U.S. president implicitly threatened Iran with a nuclear attack. Such threats are futile in the face of the Iranian nation. But this is a source of disgrace for the political history of the United States. This is a black spot in the political record of the U.S. administration. They have spoken of a nuclear attack. It has become clear that they are just claiming to be loving peace and seeking to spread peace and security. And everyone has become aware of behind the scenes of nuclear treaties, and everyone has realized the behind the scene of the U.S. gestures for friendship. The leaders added that Iran's nuclear policy is transparent. We are not after making use of weapons of mass destruction, but they should know that in facing the Iranian nation, they will not benefit from such bullying statements, and the Iranian nation will humiliate them. As the leader stated, the nuclear powers, particularly the U.S., are after making use of nuclear power for dominating the whole world, and they do not comply with any nuclear treaties. And at the same time, they actually accuse other states of just seeking to acquire nuclear weapons. These domineering powers seek to monopolize the nuclear power and make use of this power for putting pressure on other world countries. The International Conference on Disarmament and Non-Proliferation was kicked off in Tehran, and was the two-day conference was held on April 17th and 18th, and the conference carried the motto of nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for none. The military parade of the Iranian military forces was held in the vicinity of the mausoleum of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. President Ahmadinejad emphasized self-belief and self-confidence among the personnel of the army. And the president emphasized that the army is a manifestation of self-confidence. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman spoke of the participation of an Iranian delegation in the NPT review conference in New York. The conference is due to be held at the UN premises in New York. The delegation will be led by Iran's foreign minister, Manoucher Mottaki. Iran's envoy to the IAEA spoke of the statement by the non-aligned member states at the New York Review Conference. And the statement by the non-aligned member states has been finalized, and one of the provisions of this statement is in condemnation of the Zionist regime's nuclear arsenals. The Nouri al-Maliki and Hakim parties are on the verge of in fact, Nouri al-Maliki has called for joining the parties of Al-Araghiya to join the other political parties. The gas exporting countries forum was held in Algeria. There are 11 members participating in the forum. The subject of the forum was to adopt a decision about the price adjustment system in the international arena. The International Conference on Disarmament and Non-Proliferation was held in Tehran. The conference carried the motto of nuclear energy for all, nuclear weapons for none, and experts and senior officials from almost 60 countries exchanged views on challenges related to disarmament and non-proliferation. The Tehran conference emphasized international verification, transparency, reduction of nuclear weapons, and termed the international cooperation as one of the main principles of the NPT. The conference emphasized the necessity to make use of nuclear energy, and in fact, a wide spectrum of weapons, such as chemical and biological weapons, must also, there are concerns about these weapons as well. The participants called for compliance with treaties for elimination of nuclear weapons till 2012. Iran's President, Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, addressed the participants in the opening ceremony. The President emphasized that peace and security is the demand of all nations. Peace and security is an initial demand by all independent nations and peace-seeking governments. Without sustainable security and feeling of security, it's not possible to make comprehensive planning for making progress and attaining welfare. Today, despite the fact that a major part of nations' resources, instead of developing welfare, is being used for maintaining national security, despite this, there is no sign of the alleviation of insecurity. The policies imposed by those possessing nuclear weapons are in fact a main source of insecurity. Today, the elimination of nuclear weapons and elimination of nuclear threat is the biggest service for the creation of sustainable security. But the question is, just preventing proliferation? Is it right to ask those possessing such weapons to go on with the process of non-proliferation? Follow-up of such a trend in the past 60 years have led to opposite results. Expecting voluntary measures by those possessing nuclear weapons is an illogical expectation. It's a naive expectation because they consider nuclear weapons as the factor of their superiority. And expecting veto-wielding powers to maintain security is an illogical expectation. The Tehran conference is an illogical expectation. The Tehran conference has criticized the discriminatory policies towards Zionist regime's nuclear arsenals and, in fact, turned into an international forum for exchange of views aimed at the definite elimination of nuclear weapons. The Americans have not eliminated their nuclear weapons, and they are after expanding their nuclear arsenals. The Bush administration allocated $10 billion for updating U.S. nuclear arsenals. The Obama administration is just consuming that budget, and is after manufacturing new nuclear arsenals. This is another paradoxical measure, followed up by the Obama administration. The Brookings Institute in the U.S., which is a major think tank in the U.S., issued a survey, called 50 Facts About U.S. Nuclear Weapons. Based on this survey, there were interesting figures, and for instance, the number of nuclear weapons manufactured by the U.S. since 1951 is 67,500, and the number of uranium mines is in the U.S. is 925. The nuclear tests conducted by the Americans are 106 in the ocean, and the number of tests in Nevada desert, nuclear tests, is 911. With respect to such activities carried out by the U.S. administration in the past 40 or 50 years and the budget allocated for this purpose, the budget is around $6 trillion, and it's an astronomical figure. And with respect to such a background, the Americans will really have problems in convincing the world public opinion that they'll be able to do something for elimination of nuclear weapons. The Iranian foreign minister called for the building of culture in line with the NPT. In the closing ceremony of the Tehran conference, the Iranian foreign minister, Manoohar Motaki, emphasized that the three pillars of NPT, that is non-proliferation, peaceful application of nuclear technology, and disarmament, must be considered using a new approach. Iran's president, in a meeting with the Turkish foreign minister, termed Tehran-Ankara relations as profound and friendly. He said that through consultations, Tehran and Ankara can have a determining role in regional and international developments. The Turkish foreign minister, that at a meeting that was held last Tuesday, emphasized Iran's right for making peaceful use of nuclear know-how, and reiterated that Turkey, like Iran, calls for elimination of nuclear weapons in the world and the region in particular, and the Tehran conference can be an important step in this regard. Turkey attaches special significance to consultations for boosting of the Tehran-Ankara relations. The Turkish foreign minister also held talks with Iran's Majlis speaker, the foreign minister, and the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council. The Turkish foreign minister also participated in a joint press conference with Iranian foreign minister Manoohar Motaki, and the Turkish official said that Turkey is after a solution to Iran's nuclear issue, and he referred to the volume of economic exchanges between the two states reaching $11 billion and emphasized that the volume of exchanges must reach $20 billion. Mr. Davutoglu mentioned that $20 billion of exchanges, and that is indicative of both countries' capacities, and since and we will be considered as feasible to reach that $20 billion figure. The Turkish official appreciated the Islamic Republic of Iran for the successful holding of the Tehran Disarmament Conference, and he said that the message of this conference was that we oppose nuclear weapons, but we believe that nuclear energy is the right of all world nations. The fourth meeting of 5 plus 1 group members faced a defeat in New York. The 5 plus 1 group meeting regarding Iran's nuclear issue was held in the absence of the Russian ambassador. The meeting ended inconclusively. The meeting lasted for less than half an hour, and no comments were made about the outcome of the meeting. It is said that China and Russia are still calling for continued talks, which is in contrast with the demands of Western powers. The U.S. and Western allies are after issuing a new resolution, and they are also of the view that the previous resolutions have not been able to halt Iran's peaceful nuclear program. The global condition has changed, and in fact, the Americans have put tremendous pressure on Iran, and all these pressures have been futile, and the Western countries and the U.S. have realized this reality. It's time for Iran to offer its views. Another important point is that gradually the whole world is realizing that Iran's nuclear issue has been a technical issue, and that the political aspect of the issue is being merely discussed. In fact, it's quite clear that Iran has the right to enjoy nuclear technology. In fact, what we are trying to say is that the global management today is not based on justice, and that has created many global crises, and the root causes of the crises, that is injustice, must be identified and eliminated. Iran considers global management as a just theory. The fifth round of military exercises, entitled The Prophet of Islam, has been held, and in fact, medium-range missiles have been fired, and there have been simultaneous confrontations with the hypothetical enemy's boats and vessels. Have been practiced and exercised in the course of the military maneuvers in Iran. Even though there are ongoing negotiations in Iraq and Hakim, at the presence of all political groups and factions in Iraq, called for their participation. Hakim termed political participation as the source of stability in Iraq. He said that no one should have the feeling of defeat in the political scene of Iraq. The victorious coalitions are after consultations. The Iraqi court issued a decree, rather a ruling calling for the manual counting of the ballot boxes in Baghdad, and the ruling has been submitted to the Supreme Electoral Commission. All the Iraqi political currents and the victorious coalitions call for the strengthening of Iraq's of Iraqi unity, because there are many ethnic groups and different people with different tendencies forming the Iraqi society. Well, now it's time to take a look at reports by Iranian and foreign news reports by Iranian and foreign news agencies. The Islamic Republic of Iran and Zimbabwe have signed 11 cooperation documents. The Zionist plan for expulsion of Palestinians from the West Bank have led to reactions at the regional level. In protest to the decision by the Zionist regime for expelling 70,000 Palestinians living in the West Bank, on April 21st, the northern part of the west of the Gaza Strip witnessed protests and protest rallies by Palestinians. Resistance is the only way for fighting against the occupiers. We should counter measures for the expulsion aimed at expelling the Palestinians. We should counter the enemy, the Zionist regime. All Israeli generals and White House leaders must be put on trial for their atrocities in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. The Thai military forces have been allowed to open fire on protesters. Twelve days have passed since the bloody Saturday in Bangkok. The military forces had threatened that if the riot continues, they will open fire and fire shots at the protesters. What they want is the repeated changing of government, and if this continues, what will happen to the country? The government has announced it's going to establish security. If the Thai government and the military forces just, the Thai government will call on the Thai government may call on the army to make use of anti-riot tools, and that's going to make the situation in Thailand more complicated. The International Red Cross Committee in Afghanistan as issued a report about increasing civilian casualties in Afghanistan, the inhabitants of Helmand and Kandahar that have witnessed US-NATO forces have sustained the greatest losses, despite the fact that Afghan officials are concerned about civilian casualties. The foreign forces do not offer any guarantees. The most important challenge facing the Afghan government and the international community is the issue of civilian casualties. And that wraps up this week's edition of the Political Bulletin. Thank you for joining us. Till next week, goodbye, everyone.